Bhima's culinary combat, a Pandava's tale, the grand palace of King Virata hummed with activity. Bhima, disguised as the palace cook, Balava, expertly stirred a giant pot of lentil stew. His disguise was excellent, his massive frame somehow swallowed by the oversized cook's apron, but his eyes, the color of a stormy sky, held a simmering intensity. Draupadi, disguised as Sairandri, the queen's attendant, moved gracefully through the bustling kitchen. Her simple blue dress belied her regal bearing, the single pearl necklace the only clue to her true identity. Their exile was nearing its end. 1 year remained. The Pandavas, living undercover, were close to reclaiming their kingdom. Suddenly, the palace doors burst open. Kichaka, the king's arrogant general, swaggered in, his black armor gleaming. He'd been harassing Draupadi, demanding her attention. He was a colossal man, his mace practically an extension of his body. Sairandri, Kichaka boomed, his voice echoing through the kitchen. You will join me in the royal gardens tonight. Draupadi, her face impassive, replied calmly, General, I am serving the queen. I cannot. Kichaka, enraged, slammed his mace on the table, scattering utensils. You dare defy me? He roared. Draupadi remained steadfast, her gaze unwavering. Bhima, watching from behind the enormous pot, felt his blood boil. His disguise was a barrier, but not a cage. He carefully placed a ladle down, his hands clenching. He couldn't reveal his identity yet. Doing so might endanger the entire Pandava family. He needed a plan. He couldn't fight Kichaka openly. An undisguised combat would expose their identities. He considered his options. He had no weapons, only his cooking utensils and his immense strength. That night, Kichaka arrived in the royal gardens, expecting Draupadi. Bhima, anticipating him, had already set a trap. The garden was dark, the shadows thick and deep. He'd used the heavy kitchen pestles as improvised clubs. He concealed himself behind a large, ancient tree. When Kichaka approached, Bhima charged, not with brute force, but with calculated precision. He struck Kichaka with a swift, targeted blow from a pestle, aiming for his leg. Kichaka roared in pain as he stumbled, but Kichaka was strong and reacted quickly. He grabbed a nearby tree branch to steady himself and swung his mace at Bhima. Bhima dodged, his movement startlingly nimble for a man of his size. He used the environment strategically. He maneuvered Kichaka towards the edge of a deep well, all the while maintaining his cover. This fight required finesse and strategy, not just brute strength. He parried Kichaka's next attack and expertly used another pestle with skillful leverage. This time it was Kichaka's arm, creating a good opening. Bhima, using his remarkable strength, pressed the advantage. He then finally brought down Kichaka with a decisive blow, the general toppling into the well. Bhima ensured Kichaka's fall was carefully calculated. He would survive, injured, but safely imprisoned. The plan had worked. Kichaka's fall was a message, one that would ensure no further harassment. He hadn't revealed his identity, yet he had protected Draupadi. His strength, disguised in the guise of a simple cook, ultimately protected the Pandavas once more. The next morning, news of Kichaka's mishap spread. No one suspected Bhima, the meek cook. The incident was written off as an accident. Draupadi was safe. For the Pandavas, their exile neared its end, and the path to reclaiming their kingdom seemed clearer than ever. Bhima, despite his concealed strength, felt a sense of quiet satisfaction. He had protected the queen, and he had done it with courage, brains, and well-timed pestles.